It is 6:30, calling the meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. We have a declaration of a quorum. All three board members are here and present. The first item of business would be to approve the meeting minutes. That will have to be postponed until next month once we get those all the way typed out and printed out. So we'll kick right into the clerk's report. Just getting stuff back together.
Corrected.
It's all good.
Back on track.
All right, treasurer's report.
Okay, beginning balance was $356,936.15. We earned $1,003.48 on interest. We had 41 checks cleared for $49,710.88. And our ending balance was $308,228.75.
Okay. All right, vouchers. So do I have a second to approve the vouchers?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes 3-0.
Over.
Overseer's report. Randy is not here. The information has been placed on the website if anybody wants to go get that from there. Status quo, do you have any information on it, Steve?
180th is on track.
Okay.
You know, for the, he said he's going to have it done maybe this week.
Okay.
And you talked to a couple other people.
Yes. The one was Shane in Paul's Valley 3 about the rough ditches they couldn't mow. That's been taken care of.
That's Butler County's responsibility, though.
Right. But no. It was so small.
No. I called them.
Yeah, and you said it was Butler County's responsibility.
Not the ditches. They're only responsible for the road tops. They did put that culvert in, and they would have maybe been, but they are not responsible for the...
Okay. I thought a text message that you sent stated that they were responsible for the... ditches.
That one that they did, but I don't. Okay.
They did do the work on the rural water pipeline that messed the ditches up. The ditch issue was very mild and can be knocked down with a riding mower. They're happy with everything.
Well, I still would like to understand whose responsibility it is.
I believe... I need to go back and find the email.
Okay.
But I believe that it's our responsibility for everything but the road tops.
Okay.
And they would have fixed that ditch if they had messed it up, or if the culvert was not at the level. Like that man kind of stated, but it wasn't.
Another one is, I can't pronounce this guy's last name, Steve.
Yep, I just wanted to know about that one as well.
He's gonna, when we have time to do it, he will give us the check for $850 to...
Oh, no, that wasn't the one I was thinking about.
Secondary driveway.
Okay, that's fine. There was a road request that came through.
A Casey Black.
Okay.
I've talked to him. The original homeowner put a steel pipe in. It's not even a culvert.
Now, this was a road request. It wasn't nothing to do with culverts.
The one about Tewakini Road, the potholes.
Okay.
Randy's already gone up there with the grader and graded everything.
Okay.
That was a Julie called in, and Julie's neighbor.
Julie Winslow?
No.
Oh.
No neighbors.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that road request is taken care of. So we need to go back and verify, but right now I've got it written down. Pleasant Township is responsible for everything except for the road tops in Pleasant and Paul's Valley 3. Anything else, Steve?
I've contacted everybody that sent anything into the Pleasant Township.
Okay. The only thing I'd request is that you email, respond to everyone that you've talked to them.
Yes.
Just so we are.
I have done that to now.
But we need to know it. So right. Respond and, on the board.
Right. And I want to discuss that with you.
Okay. We can do that later. All right. Board discussion. Culvert requests. I believe this is something you wanted, Steve.
It's all the culvert requests of. We only have one that's willing to give the $850 for a new entry for the culvert.
So what do the other ones want?
To extend a culvert, a piece of pipe, and...
Yeah, they're willing to pay for that, right?
He's willing to just add a piece to his own piece of pipe. It's not a culvert. As long as the township doesn't have a problem with him adding 4 feet to his,
yeah,
it's not even a culvert, it's a piece of pipe.
Well, it's,
and he said he's got material to,
he still has to charge for his time, and the,
he's going to do it, Casey's going to do it himself.
We really should not allow that.
I can get back with him.
I mean, it's they should be putting in the correct stuff, because that's,
does his,
I mean, is it, I assume if it's a metal pipe, it's smaller, so not enough water flow can get through there, so roads could flood.
It's a 10-inch gas pipe.
Okay, and we're at 20 inches on what we do on ours.
Right.
18.
So, does that driveway get grandfathered in? It was been there for 40 years.
I mean, grandfathered in the point that we'll pay for it? No.
Right. Well, okay.
I mean, I guess he can, you know, go ahead and do it, but if we start having flooding issues and we have to go in there and do that, he'll get charged for it.
He's on top of the hill. It's
okay.
There's not much flow comes through it anyway.
Okay.
Just what water does come.
What size is the culvert he has there now?
10 inch.
Oh.
But he's on top.
So he would do 10 inch. Okay.
I'd like to know that name so we can make sure that we put that in, not right now.
Okay.
That we can make sure that we put that in our notes.
I know.
To make sure that if it does come back that it's been documented. Okay. Discuss AT&T phone lines.
Yes. And I talked to AT&T guy that went out to inspect on 180th. There used to be phone lines drooped over the fence line on the south side of the road on 180th, and it was a big phone line. And that apparently before we came in to do the construction, they cut it all out. It doesn't exist anymore. Their line is 4 feet deep on the north side. He talked to Randy, and Randy, he agrees Randy should not come close to hitting the phone line or the fiber optics line.
On the north side?
Uh-huh. Everything's on the north side now, hey. Except for the drops that go across the road.
Okay. And I wish Randy was here, but...
He hit a drop.
They need to mark it, and the deepest they have to... Or the minimal deep depth they have to go is 18 inches. That's a foot and a half. That is not very deep. So...
But if we call a locate on, if it's in easement, the guy told me, he said, we're still responsible.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely.
And he said if it's erosion's brought that down to 4 inches below, like they had it at 18 inches at one time and the ditch eroded and we come in and we change that and we hit it and it was marked, we're still alive.
Okay. Yeah, that needs to be told.
But he said they'd have to see the circumstance because, you know, if I told him, I said there was a phone line going down almost the center of the road over there that when they graded, they'd scrape it up. And I said that was not, you know, 18 inches deep unless the road's eroded 18 inches.
Okay. Which it could have.
And did you get that lady from St. Louis about deducting the bill down to...
Yeah, we already approved the vouchers that had it in there, and I already responded back to her. Discussed with the roads?
Yeah, I want to get the 180th done for sure and stay up. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know.
The width of the road.
You.
He's gotten too wide.
Oh, yeah. Well, how wide's the chip seal? 24 feet?
20 foot.
Okay.
That's what it's going to be. You can go up to 22.
North of the barn there, it's 31 feet wide, the road.
Well, we won't. We won't chip seal all that.
I know, but how much material are we putting out there to make it 31 feet wide?
Well, we aren't making it 31 feet wide, I'm assuming.
No,
we
didn't.
He did.
He made it wider?
Yes.
Every road he's on right now.
Yes.
Why?
And he has a reason.
That's why we're discussing this.
He claims that the traffic only wants to, they stay in their tracks and it causes the road to make troughs.
Okay.
If you have a wider road, they'll vary around.
That's the one thing Butler County told us over there. I know. Just quit making them wider.
Yep.
And I talked to Randy about it, and I wish he was here tonight to kind of get that.
Yeah, I think the max width that we should do is 24 foot.
I agree.
Okay. Well, you need to get on them.
Yep.
So what he's doing right now, if the chip seal's 20 feet, he's giving us 5 foot shoulders rocked.
Yeah, I mean, okay, if it was a dirt road and he wants to make it so it doesn't start creating ruts, that's one thing. But if we're chip sealing a road, there's going to be no ruts. At least you hope there's no ruts.
And that's,
so what's the point of making it wider?
It's been a lot more material. I mean,
spent.
For sure.
How much rock did we put down last month?
I don't know. The Bannon was 20,000 and the other was 32,000, so we dropped $50,000.
And we're basically working on two roads.
Well, he did some more rocking on County Line.
Indianola had some. There were some. I was just kind of reading through real quick.
Okay.
There's some different. They've dropped some rock on different roads.
I wish they had a spreadsheet for just what these chip seal roads are costing, because.
Well, that's all in the receipts. You could look through there and
write
it down.
I know we put a lot down on metal art.
Yeah, most of it's been on 180th.
Okay, let's keep them at 24 feet.
You just need to have that conversation with
right.
them.
Okay.
Seeing the contractors.
Yeah, I have no information on any of them.
You're going to have to call...
Randy, you call Chris... Hey, Randy. Yes, you are.
Okay, we got to go.
Yeah, we got to go.
You're going to have to talk to Chris. Chris is the only one that had that information.
You know what? Jack has some of the SEMA people.
Right.
Get it from him. He's got Oscar.
Randy had some.
Oscar is who you need.
Well,
there's two Oscars.
Okay. Jack's got a couple of them.
Okay.
So, because they were using his place, he has their info.
So get that and supply it to the rest of the township in case you decide you want to leave too.
don't want to.
Okay.
But if I need to.
Stay on track with chip sealing roads.
Yeah. We can't let another year roll by on it.
I agree. And you guys are going to, or we're going to need to make a decision at some point on what we're going to do for next year, if we're going to do anything at all.
Yeah, we do. Think about it.
See, there's Blazing Meadows wanted it. Possible. There's very little work that needs to be done, and it's ready.
Have they filled out a form saying that they're going to pay us a contract?
Verbally they did, but yeah. We haven't got a contract yet.
Okay, then we need that. And
I know the guy that came to the meeting for...
Could you reach out to him, find out his email address?
Right.
And then I can send him the documentation that he needs to have filled out.
And nice.
They also need to make sure that they have money in a separate checking account, and they take a picture or something that shows that they have a balance of that.
Right.
Before we'll commit to doing it.
Yeah, there's a good chance we won't get that done this year.
Oh, okay. Well then.
I mean, I don't want anything to interfere with the 3 miles, or Craig Nelson's Road, north of 160th County Line.
Our three that we have already. Yeah,
is
I agree.
Actually, 3.5, isn't there?
Yeah.
And I'm still concerned about the sides right now. I don't know how he's going to get... The centers are packed in because everybody's driving down the centers.
We have a water truck, don't we?
Yep.
Okay. All right. It's just another discussion you're going to need to have with them on that. Discuss giving up speed limit signs up. Giving up speed limit signs up.
Giving them? Giving up the priority of doing it right now is what I mean.
Oh. It keeps on falling off the priority list. I mean, it's a two-man job.
Right.
It should be done during the wintertime when we've got
that's
work.
What I want.
Okay. Then let's bring that up after the chip seal's done in August.
I agree.
Maybe our August meeting.
Right.
Okay. Any more discussion?
No.
Okay. Board business. Approve removing Chris Kilpatrick from bank. Discussion? Nope. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 3-0. Second item. Approve removing Chris Kilpatrick from post office. Discussion? Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 3-0. Citizens discussion.
Hey. Back in.
Oh, yeah.
3 years ago, almost to the day, the 18th in 2020, Hank Jones dug a grave out there and never got paid for it. I would like to request that the township pay his $400 fee 3 years ago.
Okay. Is he okay with getting it next month?
I talked to Hank this morning and he hadn't been paid. Yeah, he'd be fine. He waited 3 years.
Do we have a invoice from him?
I wrote up something.
Probably so. Just go ahead and give that to her. And
I'll take a
if
picture.
You need something from Hank, why I can get it. He's got a grave to dig this week anyway, and I can get something from him if that's what you really want.
No, this is fine.
Just so we have it.
Well, we're going to need his address or whatever. I guess we can just give you the check next month.
Yeah.
Well, I think you still have to put it in an address or something in there, don't you?
No, because I wrote okay. Steve.
You probably have it. But
he's just on 170.
No, I mean, you don't have Hank in your addressing system.
Maybe. I don't know. You go ahead and we'll figure it out. All right. And just to confirm, this was on for Chris Kilpatrick's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Normally, the mortuary collects the money said that the family would pay for, take care of personally, and they never did.
Okay.
You can do that.
But I think 3 years is long enough for him to wait.
Fair. Anyone else?
What's your supper?
All right, it is 6:51. Meeting adjourned.
Let's shake it up a little.